American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Good morning, everyone. It's Share-a-thon 2017. It's the fall, and of course, it's proclaiming God's faithfulness, which is what American Family Radio has been doing for so many years. Sandy Rios with you back in the harness. It's good to be here. Actually, I'm in Tupelo, which I never am, and it's great to see my boss, Tim Wildman. And by the way, do we have a camera?
We do have a camera.
Oh, see, I'm not used to being on camera because you had the coolest
morning,
hat.
Though? It's not on now.
You had the coolest
hat. We'll turn it on as soon as I get my hair combed. But if you know what I'm talking about, it's a joke because there's no hair there to comb much.
I don't know what. You didn't have to confess that because there is no camera.
No shame in that.
Tim, it's really good to be in studio with you. And let me just say that Share-a-thon, of course, is the fuel that keeps American Family Radio going. And when you listen every single morning, and many of you do when I go out, you are so gracious to tell me how much AFR means to you. People from all over the country, Tim, you should be so proud of what you and your family have done. And so, but the way that happens is because people like you give generously. We don't get big grants. We are not connected to Democratic donors like Harvey Weinstein. Thank goodness.
So we don't have to worry about giving money back.
No, that's right. We don't
have to give it. We never took it in the first place.
Right. But because of you, we are able to continue. And let me just begin by saying that the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and give. Hey, Tim, how's it been going this morning?
Very well. Sandy, of course, Brian and Bert led us off this morning, and they did a wonderful job. I'm going to get a total, see where we are here in just a minute. But, this is the, you know, by the way, we're going to have a guest on, and you're going to do your regular show. So we're going to talk about current events, things in the news in just a moment. But it is Share-a-thon, so we have to remind people, even though you go out to your car and you turn on the radio and it's free, you don't have to put a credit card in, you know, to get American Family Radio. We do have to pay our bills, and we do have to meet our needs. And so, this is not free, as it were, so we need you to help us. We're listener-supported Christian radio. So if this is new to you, it's kind of like passing the plate at church. except it's passing the virtual.
Kind of like.
It's virtual. We're passing the virtual offering plate around and saying, please help us, because if we don't have your support, we're not on the air with American Family Radio. So pray about that and be as generous as you can, as Sandy said. Let me give you the phone number one more time, then we'll go to the news. 877-617-2396. Now, that phone number rings right here under our studios in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters. And I can sit and look through the glass, and Sandy can too, at the folks answering the phone for us this morning. So that's who you're calling. You're not calling Bangladesh or, you know, somewhere around the world where sometimes you call customer service and you can hardly understand them.
But down in Tupelo, some people might not be able to understand them.
We do, yeah. Although, you might get somebody with a little twang, but that's okay. I think you can understand them. Here's the phone number again, 877-616-2396. Sandy?
You know, it really is. It's cool to be here for me, Tim. Look, in the next room, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time. You've got a room full of people, and they're all, looks like to me, like they're all talking. It's just cool. It's just a very lively place. People have come from all over the country, volunteered to do this and help. And so,
3 days we'll be doing this.
That's kind of their job, and they're the ones that'll be people from all, people just like you who listen to the shows are answering the phone. So the phone number again is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Just to give an overview, I think probably the most important news story of this week is going to be Iran, Tim, and what's going to happen with that nuclear, with that deal, and also then Kim Jong-un threatening nuclear war, saying prepare for nuclear war to the nations in Southeast in Asia. And so we're going to be talking about that with Fred Flights from the Center for Security Policy. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes to find out exactly where that stands, how seriously we should take the threats from Kim Jong-un. And, of course, if the deal in the Senate is going to be certified, the non-treaty treaty with Iran. One of the big news stories is Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has pled guilty to desertion and misbehavior in his trial. He's going to be sentenced in October. And, you know, Tim, it's interesting because there were two, they list two injuries that came out in the trial. One of them was a Navy SEAL who suffered a career-ending leg wound, and the other one was an Army National Guard sergeant whose head wound put him in a wheelchair. And they're testifying at the trial, and they're going to decide on his sentence. It could be life in prison. It also could be, it could be a number of things, but it's not going to be, and he's sort of putting himself on the mercy of the judge. But it's a pretty amazing situation. So that's one big story. We're going to pause just for a second. One other story that I want to tell you in just a second, Tim, is there are some immigration numbers that have come out which are pretty stunning. Just how many immigrants are there in the United States of America? Though that's something that you're not generally hearing on the news because most of the time the news doesn't care. It's really the American people that are seeing their communities, neighborhoods and states change who are concerned, and I think that's one of the reasons that President Trump was elected. So there are some numbers out, and I'm going to talk about those in just a second. But if you're listening this morning, this is Share-a-thon Fall 2017, and through the months, you know, we ask you to call in and just tell us what American Family Radio has meant to you, because it's very encouraging to us, and then it also helps us to get to know you. And this is one listener who called in.
Hi, I'm Dina from Virginia. I've been listening to AFR almost daily for about 3 years now. And prior to discovering AFR, I had a heartbreaking experience of having to leave my beloved church because of the lack of true leadership and the lack of true meat and potatoes biblical teaching. So in the last 3 years, AFR has really been my church family. I feel like AFR has personally taken me under their wings and have been educating me to be a stronger, more compassionate soldier in this good fight. I'm so grateful to the Lord for all of you. I now can hear the word preached several times a day and be encouraged, convicted when I need to be, and fed the truth in love. Thank you, AFR, for all you do for the body of Christ. We will continue to support you and pray the Lord will continue to bless your ministry and keep it strong until he returns. God bless you.
Wow. That could be your story this morning. Could be any of our stories. I think Christian radio certainly changed my life as a young mom, Tim.
Yeah.
When I moved to Chicago, I had, you know, I had been a Christian for years and learned, you know, scripture and taught Bible study. But I heard teaching and richness and testimonies that I heard it all day long while I was cleaning house. I heard the great pastors that many of them who air on American Family Radio now, Chuck Swindoll and others. And I just grew deeper through Christian radio. So it is an absolute treasure. Thank God we have the freedom to speak the truth, not only on the political issues, but also the truth of God's word, which is central to it all.
You're right, 24/7 Christian radio. Mm-hmm. And as you say, Sandy, we take our job seriously here in terms of who goes on the radio with us, both our you know, our daily shows that we do, like yours and others, but also the Bible teaching that we present, Alistair Begg, David Jeremiah, even still air the late David, excuse me, the late Adrian Rogers program, because his message is timeless, because it's a biblical message. Nobody, I'm about to try to imitate Adrian Rogers. He has that deep baritone voice, you know, and it sounds like I think there's God and Charlton Heston, and then probably Adrian Rogers being the top. He probably get the bronze medal for voice. But anyway, we're just so happy to be able to provide the programming that we do across the country. 184 radio stations, and started in 1991, and here we are today, 184, I think, radio stations across the country, and you've been with us a few years now, starting the morning off with the news of the day and trying to present that from a biblical worldview perspective, too.
Interesting you should say that, Tim. By the way, I just want to give plug Sunday mornings. My husband and I, when we're getting ready for church, I turn on the AFR Talk app with the Bluetooth speaker, and we listen to the teaching, you know, on American mm-hmm. Family Radio. I really, really love it. I just love it. I'm so grateful. We do a lot of things, and we have a lot of print media at American Family Radio. We have One News Now for news. Yes. We have American Family News led by Fred Jackson. Fred is just terrific. Mm. We've got a great news team. But we also have a lot of print things. And by the way, somebody from Washington, D.C. sent me your latest commentary. And we're so impressed
right?
with
okay.
it. Yes. And it's Tim, this is great. Look Who's Judging Now. I want you to talk about that for a second, because you wrote a piece in the light of, I keep saying Harvey's name wrong because the German pronunciation is Weinstein, but he doesn't say it that way. It's Harvey Weinstein. I got to get used to that. In the wake of all that scandal, you had some really interesting insights. Can you share those with us?
Well, yeah. Of course, we're talking about the movie mogul. It's been national news. Now, he wasn't necessarily a household name to people, but like Bill Cosby was when that happened. But this fella here was one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, no question about it, probably top five, maybe even more powerful. Created the Miramax movie brand with his brother. Well, it's now been revealed that for several decades he's been sexually abusing women.
In the worst possible way.
Oh, wow. We can't even talk about it here on Christian radio, how bad this is. But what's happened is people in Hollywood and New York, and it's really the secular progressive crowd, the very liberal crowd, who's always condemning Christians. Although they're always citing us as being people who judge others, right? We're judgmental, and we shouldn't be judgmental, and that Christianity is a bunch of self-righteousness and so forth. Well, now the tables are turned. And all of Hollywood and all of the New York elite and all of the mainstream media, they're judging this man. They're on their moral high horse, and they're judging this man. And his actions should be judged. Only God can judge his soul. But the point of the column is that now that the secularists are looking at this situation, they're making a judgment when they say to us, Christians, you shouldn't judge others. So that's kind of what that column's about. By the way, we posted that column at the stand. So if you go to afa.net, maybe you can put it on Sandy Rios' Facebook
page. Yes, we'll put it on
page.
Our Facebook page so people can find it easily.
But God judges, Sandy. Yeah. God judges. That's the point is we're judged by the Word of God on our morals, our values, the things that we say think are right or wrong, what's immoral, what's moral, what should be shunned, what's to be accepted. So those are judgments we have to make all day, every day in our life. The Bible tells us so. But the favorite verse of people who don't believe the Bible is what?
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
They know that by heart,
they
don't
used
they?
To know John 3:16, but now they know this one. No, it's true, Tim. Yeah. I've often said that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you point out that, of course, you have to read the verse in context. The judgment that Jesus warns against is when we are guilty of things and then we accuse others of things we are also guilty of.
Yeah.
And the point is that we are to clean our lives up and we are to make judgments, assessments, good and bad. That's the whole point. All of us do that all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's God's standard, not our standard.
Absolutely. What it's usually there for is for the world, those who are worldly, to say to Christians, don't judge. In other words, don't tell me what's right and wrong, you Christian hypocrite, or you Christian bigot. That's what they want to use to hit us over the head with. And we're not saying we're perfect or we're self-righteous or we're any better than you. What somebody described Christianity as one beggar leading another beggar to food.
Yes.
You know?
Telling another beggar how to get bread.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's a great, it's called Look Who's Judging Now. It really is an excellent, excellent piece, and it'll be on our Facebook page and you can read it and share it. And when we return, by the way, I teased that those immigration numbers, I'll give them later during the show, I promise. But coming up next, Fred Flights from the Center for Security Policy will join us to talk about what in the world is going to happen with Iran. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
This is Alan calling from North Carolina. I rely on American Family Radio to a great extent to keep me abreast of what is going on in society. A few days ago, I met with one of the congressmen who was here in our town. And there were three other men who were with me. They were Christian leaders here in the community. But we were discussing some of the issues that are out in the public sector. And at the end of the meeting, the congressman remarked about how well informed we were about what was going on in society. That's one of the reasons why I am very happy to have my bank account drafted and with the support every month to the American Family Association.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you, and it is our Fall Share-a-thon. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and make your donation. And so many of you already have. I have never, ever asked for money on this radio station when you have not given it. We have never not met a goal. We've always exceeded it, and it just amazes me every single time, and I have to tell you in advance, I'm overwhelmed and thankful we could not do this without your financial support. 877-616-2396 is the number, or AFR.net. You can give online. Tim Wireman, the president of AFA, is with me in the studio. We're down here in Tupelo. The call bank is to our right. People are busy. By the way, the phones, I see people not talking, so that means you need to call. 877-616-2396. Tim, how are we doing?
We're doing well, Sandy. Let me thank some folks who've called in. By the way, the theme for our Share-a-thon this fall is proclaiming God's faithfulness. Proclaiming God's faithfulness. So we pray over what theme we should use every time. We don't just, you know, pick one out of a hat. Proclaiming God's faithfulness is representative of what we do here at American Family Radio. Proclaiming God's faithfulness. Let me just thank Anthony in Waynesboro, Mississippi. These are people who have already called and made a pledge this morning. Susie in Cuthbert, Georgia. Glenda in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Judith in Michigan City, Indiana. Ray and Carol in Groveport, Ohio. Jan in Franklin, Texas. Jonathan in Sealy, Texas. And Danny in Hartley, Texas. And one more, I think it's Stefan. I'm not sure if that's correct, in Metairie, Louisiana. By the way, Metairie, Louisiana, that's near New Orleans. That's one of our newest stations.
Oh, very cool.
So it's good to hear from folks in the New Orleans area who are supporting American Family Radio. You're new to American Family Radio. Again, let me give the phone number, and then Sandy has our guest. Here's the phone number. And please call and be as generous as you can here at American Family Radio. And we will send you, by the way, for a one-time gift of $150 or more. That's a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or a gift of $30 a month. We'd love for you to give us monthly. That helps us in our budget planning. $30 or more a month, then we will send you a couple of nice gifts. The 2017 Christmas wristbands, which say, Keep Christ in Christmas. You're going to love these. They're green this year. And so we'll send you that, and then we'll send you a children's video a Christian children's video that we produced that your kids are really going to enjoy. Here's the phone number. Call 877-616-2396. Call 877-616-2396 here at American Family Radio, and we'll answer the phone. We're sitting here looking at the phone volunteers. We'll take your pledge. Sandy?
All right. Well, most of you know, because you listen every morning, that my work is Washington, D.C. centric. And in the course of working there, I've made some of the finest, well, I call them friends now, but they are really on the cutting edge, whether it be national security or government. And I'm privileged to have them as guests on the show. And one of them is Fred Flights. Fred is with the Center for Security Policy, but long before he came to Center for Security Policy, he worked himself with the CIA. He also worked as a very closely with Ambassador John Bolton. And Fred is an expert, certainly, on what's going on in Iran and North Korea. We talk about God's faithfulness, and certainly when we talk about the dangers of nuclear war and the things that are going in the world, I think most people's mind naturally goes to wondering if there is a God and if he is sovereign, and certainly if a nuclear strike should begin. Most people will be on their knees, and that's why American Family Radio is so important, because we talk about all of this in the context of who God is. But Fred is joining us this morning. Fred, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Hey, Sandy, here.
This is a little confusing. The president gave a speech last week, a really powerful speech, enumerating Iran's history with us, which is a pretty frightening history, from the Iran hostage situation to today, to their supplying IEDs and causing the maiming of so many of our soldiers that fought in the Middle East. So the question is, Fred, did the president certify or not? What is the exact detail of where we are with this Iran deal?
Well, under the Corker-Cardin Act, the president has to certify every 90 days that Iran is in compliance with this terrible nuclear deal and that it is in the interest of the United States. He made the certification twice this year, but when he made it in July, he said to his advisors, I'm tired of you guys not giving the option to get out of this terrible agreement. So they came up with an option where we would stay in the deal but try to fix it, which you and I have discussed is really pretty silly. Well, something great happened on Thursday. This has not gotten a lot of press, although it started to leak out yesterday. The president spoke to Ambassador John Bolton, my former boss. And he agreed to make some changes to the speech to say, okay, I will give Congress an opportunity to fix this deal, but if they don't, I'm going to pull out. And I think this was a great compromise because he did something that President Obama refused to do. He's allowing Congress to exercise its constitutional responsibility as a co-equal branch of government to weigh in on this vital issue. Obama went around Congress and impose this on the American people that should have been voted on as a treaty. Trump is letting Congress have a chance, and he's going to pull out.
It is pretty amazing, you know, that this is actually the constitutional way to do this. This is the legal, lawful way of handling this situation. And yet, no matter what the president does, he gets criticized. But it is good to know that Ambassador Bolton was advising him on this. On the issue of the Corker-Cardin bill, Fred, you know, there have been for months, and I think they're more than rumors, because I've read the details of it, but I would be interested to know your take on the word that we have that Senator Corker actually has made money off the Iran deal. The senator who went on Sunday morning shows and told us that the Iran deal would prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. He promised it over and over again. We find out, according to what I'm reading, that he has himself enriched himself through that deal. Is that true or false?
I don't know if it's true. I hope it isn't true. I think Senator Corker is a good man. I think he's made some mistakes concerning his advocacy for staying in this nuclear deal. I think that was a mistake. I'm hoping he's going to come around and take advantage of the president's offer to fix this agreement, which, frankly, I think is not going to happen. But, look, he's been given an opportunity. This is a chance for him to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done. But, as I said, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either, and I don't have quite the nice opinion that you have of him, Fred. But listen, okay, so we have to deal with Europe. Europe is, blustering about us potentially pulling out of this deal. And I think the question most Americans would have is, why should we care? Why should we care what Europe thinks about us pulling out of this very bad deal?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I was on Sky News on Saturday, and the interviewer asked me, you know, what business does Donald Trump have to get out of this agreement that the French, German, and British leaders all think is vital to international security, Middle East security, and the EU has endorsed. And my answer was, isn't it interesting that these European elites who live thousands of miles away from the Middle East are dictating security solutions for that region and rejecting Donald Trump's approach, yet Israel and Saudi Arabia, who are more affected by Iran, immediately endorsed Trump's speech. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting and very telling. And, you know, why is it? Okay, but honestly, Fred, why are Republican senators grousing over him potentially, and also the Secretary of State, who maybe hasn't been public, but we know that privately he wants to move forward with the Iran deal. We know that McMaster, the national security leader, wants to stay in the Iran deal. Why are they so committed to this, you think?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. There are some moderate Republican groups in Washington who I think are off base on this, and frankly, I think they've misled a lot of people. We know the foreign policy establishment desperately wants the United States to stay in this agreement. That's what they do. They love treaties, no matter how bad they are. I think that Tillerson and McMaster are too close to the foreign policy establishment. And and I think the same thing for General Mattis, who I think is a patriot and someone who's devoted his life to defending our nation. But on the Iran deal, he's wrong. He's made the argument, we can't back out because America's given its word. Donald Trump doesn't have to defend an agreement that's a fraud, that wasn't submitted for ratification by the Senate. That's just not a valid argument.
No, it isn't a valid argument. It's just really hard to understand how there can be such differing opinions when it comes to safety of the American people. We know, because you've told me, Fred, we've had so many interviews on this, that the Iran deal provided every benefit possible to the Iranian regime up front. It was millions, maybe billions. I'm not sure the dollar amount that we gave them in cash and all the sanctions lifted. I mean, it was a boon, an absolute boon. So how could pulling out at this point hurt them?
Well, I mean, another argument is, well, what's the point in pulling out? Because the benefits were front-loaded. Again, another false argument, because the fact that President Obama wreck the sanctions regimes doesn't mean we can't set up another one. And at a minimum, we have to stop forever transfers of nuclear technology to Iran. Forget all these arguments about what sanctions were in place in the past. We can't legitimize Iran's nuclear program. And that's what this deal does. In 8 years, Iran will have the capability of producing an industrial-scale nuclear program. We cannot allow that to happen.
I just watched a hearing, I just remember this, in the House, at least a bit of it, last week. And there was a former Obama employee who kind of shepherded the Iran deal through, testifying before Congress. And he testified that the uranium, they asked him where the uranium that the Iranians need to develop their nuclear weapons, where is this stockpile of uranium? And he said, oh, it's in Russia. It's all in Russia. And so the congressman who was going back and forth with him says, oh, so you don't believe on Russia on anything, but in regard to Iran's uranium, you have total trust in them. Just your comments about that, Fred. What are your comments about where the uranium is and whether, in fact, we can trust the Russians that it's in Russia?
This is a very important point because proponents of the Iran deal say, look, Iran is enriching uranium, yes, but they're sending all the 300 kilograms out of the country. Iran shouldn't be enriching uranium, but that's another issue. Everyone knows it's been sent to Russia. That's not a secret. Just the Obama officials never talked about that. They also don't talk about the fact that Iran's not actually giving anything up. It's exchanging enriched uranium for raw uranium. So it's actually not losing anything in the end. But the fact that this enriched uranium is going to Russia is a problem. We know Russia has tried to acquire rights to American uranium resources through a corrupt deal with the Clinton, related to the Clinton Foundation. I think this makes that situation worse.
All right. I have to let you go, Fred. We have to pivot a little bit because North Korea is forever a threat. I think we don't talk about it much. I think we're in denial. The headline this morning is that Kim Jong-un is saying nuclear war may break out at any moment. My personal viewpoint, you know that I've been to Iran. I was the chairman of the first North Korea Freedom Coalition. I know a little bit about Korea and North Korea, and I think this man's crazy. I think he wants nuclear war. I think he wants to prove and kind of beat his chest and do more than just talk. I think he's dying to use those weapons. I don't know if you would agree, but I would love to know what you think.
I hope that's not the case. I see some small signs of hope where China is actually getting tougher on North Korea than it ever has in the past, actually going past UN Security Council resolutions. There are some signs of North Korea trying to find ways to reach out to this administration. I'm pessimistic that this is going to bear fruit, but it does show that Trump's unconventional approach has the potential to move this situation in a positive direction.
Isn't that funny that you should say that? Because you know what everyone, the whole world is saying, that he's crazy and he's moving us closer to nuclear war. But you don't think so.
Well, I mean, I don't know what conventional diplomacy could do to fix this. If you look at how Kim Jong-un's nuclear missile program made such huge advances under the Obama years, the Obama policy clearly didn't work. The approach of other nations clearly didn't work. We have to try something else.
Yeah, and so he's certainly trying it. And, what does this mean? Nothing. But my personal gut on this is that he's doing the right thing, even though it's bizarre and unusual, because we're dealing with a bizarre and unusual a world leader.
Exactly.
But last but not least, Fred, the nexus, the connection between Iran and North Korea, what do we know about that?
I'm very happy that the president made a reference to that. Many people think that Iran helped build the reactor in Syria that the North Koreans, the fund that the North Koreans were building for the Syrians. We know there's cooperation in the missile sphere. I think there's probably strong cooperation in their nuclear programs.
Yes, and of course then there's the Pakistan connection, and it goes on and on. We could talk more about that. So, Fred, just to synopsize what we talked about, the president has given the Congress. Now, this would be the Senate or both houses?
Senate.
All right, 90 days to correct, tweak, whatever, the Iran deal. And if they do not do that, now, has he given certain guidelines? Is he just up for any kind of tweaking, or are there certain parameters they need to follow?
Well, let me take that back. It is both houses of Congress. They have 60 days. But I say the Senate, I keep thinking about the Senate because...
Me too.
the Democrats will filibuster.
Yes.
So basically, that's why a change is very unlikely. Any meaningful revision of this plan is going to be filibustered by the Democrats. That's why I just don't think there's any chance that it's going to be fixed.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, won't we? Fred Fleitzit, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you bring to this show when you join me, Fred. He's with the Center for Security Policy. You hear Frank Gaffney every morning on this show, giving us his brilliant commentaries. And Fred works at the Center for Security Policy, another national treasure. Fred, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be here.
Okay. All right, this is our Share-a-thon. And if you have not called in, it's 877-616-2396. We have a listener who called in recently with a story about what American Family Radio had meant to them. Here it is.
Yeah, hi. This is Bob from Virginia. And I just want to say that given the conspicuous absence of most conservative churches in what you call the culture war, but what I would call the war on Christianity, AFR has stepped up to the plate to fill the void that few others will. And I can only pray that America's conservative pastors will follow the lead of AFR while they still have the freedom to do so.
Lovely. All right.
Amen.
Tim, we are now up to the break here.
Yeah, we are up to the break. When is the break?
Right now.
1 minute. I'll hear the break music right there.
The phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We're here in Tupelo. Tim Wildman is sitting next to me.
Yes, Sandy, good to have you in studio.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, you're broadcasting from somewhere else, but she's in studio with us today here on American Family Radio. Sandy Rios in the morning. Hey, for those who don't know, we're going to tell you how Sandy got her start here.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are. I'm going to flip the tables
here. I'm not telling that story.
I'm going to interview Sandy.
Oh, boy. All right. Such a deal. All right. Stay tuned. And thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for your generosity. 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios in the morning, along with Tim Wildman, back right after this.
This is Robert Jeffress, and I want to congratulate Tim Wildman and all of my friends at American Family Association on 40 years of faithfully standing for the truth of God's Word. I'm grateful for the way that American Family Association remains steadfast in defending the eternal truths of God's Word. Congratulations again on 40 years of faithfulness, and may God continue to bless American Family Association.
Hi, my name is Ben from Dover, Pennsylvania, and I just took on a new mission for the Lord, running a workshop on Grace is Greater. And part of my group, there's going to be some gentlemen that are going through divorce. I myself went through one in 2005. But to show you the power of AFA and American Family Radio, I decided to listen to the Thursday morning broadcast, and Dr. Jeremiah is teaching on two subjects. One is repairing marriage, and the second is okay to be single. So the Lord gave me the tools I may need for the discussion topic tonight. So I just wanted to say you're being watched, you're being helped. The Lord will give you the information you need to carry out His work. You just have to listen. You have to be aware and be in the moment. Have a great day, and God bless you guys.
Remember, with a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas AFA wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3. Phone lines are open. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sandy Rios in the Morning here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. No, I'm not filling in for Sandy. Sandy's here. Say good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Sandy.
That's Sandy. Sandy's in studio with us.
I do what I'm told.
Yeah, well, you know, just trying to facilitate here on American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon, and Sandy's in studio with us, and we're so happy to have us. We're normally not together. As you hear Sandy each morning, she's not here with us in Tupelo. She's broadcasting from somewhere else, and so it's nice to have her. And your husband Bruce is here.
He is here
with you.
He is,
well,
absolutely.
And so we're going to have them for the full 3 days of Share-a-thon. Now, just real quickly, let me tell you what you are going to receive if you make a pledge during Share-a-thon, and you do so for $150 or more, one-time gift or more. Be as generous as you can, please. Or $30 or more a month. If you make a gift of that amount or more, then you will receive, as the announcer just told you, our Keep Christ in Christmas wristbands, which are green this year, and they're beautiful, and you're going to love wearing those, and people are going to ask you, where'd you get those? Where'd you get that wristband, Keep Christ in Christmas, during the Christmas season? And you're going to have to take it off your wrist and hand it to them. That's part of the beauty of this, and then you give them the wristband, they wear it, and you put another one on. Then you call American Family Radio and you order more. You see how that works? That's how that works here at American Family Radio. Also, the children's video is called Ryan DeFrates, and it's a professionally produced children's DVD, which your kids are really going to love. And this is not second rate. It's not a B-movie or anything like that. It's award-winning video that we produce, which has it's a wonderful Christian message wrapped in humor. And it's very entertaining. Kids will watch it. You know how kids do.
I bought that whole thing for my grandson, Moses.
Oh, you did?
Yes, he hasn't watched it yet, but I will report back. I just couldn't resist.
When they watch it.
It sounds so cute.
Kids usually watch it over and over and over and over and over again. That's what you want them to do, right? Okay, so if you want to, if you would, folks, please, if you listen to American Family Radio, especially our new listeners in Jacksonville and in Northern Virginia and New Orleans and Corpus Christi and our new folks listening in Montgomery and Huntsville and Lexington, Kentucky. I'm trying to think of all our new stations over the last year. We need to hear from you, especially during this Share-a-thon, because we've been on the air now about a year, and we really need to hear from our new listeners in those areas. We just got a call from Metairie, Louisiana, so I know they're listening to the New Orleans station. Here's the phone number to call and be as generous as you can. Please help us. We're listener-supported Christian radio. If you appreciate what Sandy does every morning, what she puts into this program, bringing you the news and information of the day from a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, then let us know about it. Here's the phone number, 8, to call us. You call us, you're calling here to our home offices and making a pledge. 877-616-2396. Let me give that phone number one more time. It's toll-free, 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. But please call. We're having our share-a-thon. It's called Proclaiming God's Faithfulness. Sandy?
Tim, I teased this earlier, so let me do this before we launch into another discussion. There is a new report coming that's come out from the Center for Immigration Studies, which is Mark Kerkorian, who's a frequent guest on my show. And they do the numbers. They're like the think tank for immigration. And they are reporting that the population, the immigration population in the U.S. has hit a record 60 million. It's one out of five. So it's one-fifth of the nation's population. So it says, Steve Camerota says, and he's with the Center for Immigration Studies, the enormous number of immigrants already in the country, coupled with a settlement of well over a million newcomers each year, has a profound impact on American society, including on workers, schools, infrastructure, hospitals, and the environment. The nation needs a serious debate about whether continuing this level of immigration makes sense. And just a couple of other stats. Since 2000, the U.S. immigrant population has increased 8 million.
Since when?
Since 2000.
How many?
8 million.
8 million.
And most, many of them have come from Mexico.
Are you saying that's a good or bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Why?
Because our infrastructure cannot handle that, Tim. Our schools are so, you know, you don't see it in some parts. I'm not sure you see it down in Mississippi the way other states are seeing it.
Okay.
In Virginia, the schools are mostly immigrant children.
Mm-hmm.
And the native-born children are just being, the teachers cannot keep up. They can't speak all the languages. The kids come to school, they don't even know basic bathroom hygiene. They don't know basic principles. So the teachers are spending all their time dealing with the needs of the immigrant. Some of them come with learning disabilities in addition to that, besides language barriers. So you've got the native-born children not learning because their teachers are spending all their time.
So this is happening in places all over the country?
All over. Texas, Florida, California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts.
Being overwhelmed. That's what you're saying.
Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, Georgia, Nevada.
Because we've always been a country of accepting immigrants, but you're saying we've accepted way too many too fast.
We haven't assimilated them, and we haven't enforced our immigration laws. And so they've come over illegally. They used to, you know, I was just at my high school reunion this past weekend. And I remember when I was a kid, a Dutch family was brought in. They used to be sponsored by someone. So one of our churches sponsored this whole family and their five children, provided them a house, but they had skills. The father had skills.
Mm-hmm.
They found work for him. The kids were very ambitious. I remember that. And they're still there. And they're still, you know, they've become professionals. And that's the way immigration used to be. People came with skills. Unless they were refugees, that's different. If you're from, we can't allow all refugees, but we were careful. We didn't allow millions of unskilled workers to cross.
Most every country in the world, at least in a civilized country, requires you to have a job.
Absolutely.
Before you immigrate to their country. You know, back when people got all over President Trump and wanted to enforce our border security, you know, with our southern border, and he also had the immigration travel, temporary travel ban,
right.
I should say, from those seven countries. You
right.
remember when that
yes,
happened?
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, then, you know, all these liberals got upset and said, oh, you're a racist, you're anti-immigrant and everything like that. They said, we're going to Canada. Well, then I read where Canada said, not so fast. You got to prove that you got a job before you just come in and live in our country. You can't just come here. So what I'm saying is that's the way it is in most every country. You can't just come and be dropped off.
Well, I believe that President Trump said if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. And,
that's
of course,
true.
Europe is just dying under the weight of all the out-of-control immigration that they have. It's changing the country and the fabric and the nature of it. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, being like, Tim, you're a Wildman. Yeah. You have lots of sons and kids and grandkids, and you love them, and they're more important to you than the Smiths. And you know what? That's okay, because actually that's the way God wired us. We take care of our family first. Then if we have stuff left over, we are commanded to help others. But we have to take care of our own family, and America is our family. So, yeah, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem.
All right, you're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR and Sandy each morning. Sandy, this is our first day of Share-a-thon. We'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Let me give our phone number, and we want folks to call in and make a pledge to American Family Radio. Please be as generous as you can, because we need your help during this 3 days, folks. We only talk about our financial needs 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall. You know, that doesn't really qualify as begging for money all the time. You know, that's a very modest amount of time a year that we spend asking for financial
help. We don't
help.
Have to beg, because they just give.
Right.
People love, they appreciate what we do, and they trust you, Tim. And that's why they give. And I'm grateful for that.
And our theme is proclaiming God's faithfulness. That's our theme this fall. Here's a phone number. This is the phone number to call us. Here, you call our home studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's our national headquarters. That's right. You heard that right. A national radio ministry, and our headquarters is in Tupelo, Mississippi. We're not New York or L.A. or somewhere like that. We're hometown USA, just like you. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
Hey, Tim,
yes.
You have to tell me about the Values
okay.
Voter Summit, because I was
right.
watching the news as much as I could over the weekend while enjoying my reunion. But the only thing I heard about it was Steve Bannon, which I've, of course, already heard him say,
right.
We're going to take on the establishment. We're going to defeat the senators that will not support the president's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the news, and then President Trump speaking. But what else happened?
Well, of course, the Values Voter Summit is an annual event in Washington, D.C., and usually about anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people gather from around the country, and they're mostly activists. They would be the kind of people that would listen to Sandy Rios in the Morning and support American Family Radio and American Family Association. And the president did speak. That was kind of the highlight of the event. I didn't go. Walker went, my son. We had three other staff members, including Ed Battagliano.
AFA is one of the sponsors,
yes, we're
one of the
sponsors.
Big sponsors, with along with Family Research Council.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the president did speak. The interesting thing about what President Trump said there was, you know, that was his third year in a row to speak at the Values Voter Summit. And he came this time and he said, hey, and I'm paraphrasing basically, if you can paraphrase Donald Trump, he said, you know, I'm here and I'm not even asking for your vote this time. In other words, and it was nice of him to make an appearance, because 83% of the Christian community voted for President Trump. And so he came to say, to update everybody on where, you know, where he was and where his administration was on the issues that we care about the most. And so he talked about life and religious freedom. And interestingly enough, as a side note, he did say, you know, the Christmas season is coming up, and guess what we're going to say? Merry Christmas. It's not going to be censorship of Christmas. There's no PC about that here in the Trump administration. So it was nice of him to come, because many politicians who get elected, and especially if they get elected by Christians with a large Christian vote, then they get into office and then they forget about you.
And you have to beg them to come.
Yeah, then you can't get a call back, and you're right, you have to beg them to come, mm-hmm. because they got your vote already and they don't need you anymore, so they've used you. That's happened many, many times, but not with President Trump. He came anyway, even though he doesn't need our vote this time, and it's 2 or 3 years from the next election cycle. So it was nice for him to come, and he knows that there are millions of Christians who are praying for him. As you've said many times, Sandy, he's not a perfect man by any means. We understand that, and in fact, his flaws are pretty open to the world, unlike, you know, some people's are not. They're pretty hidden. I think of Harvey Weinstein, for example, but President Trump, for better or for worse, and I think for the most part better, his administration has been out there and out in front defending the values that we believe in, and we appreciate that, especially Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court appointment that he made last
year. He's been knocking it out of the ballpark in the last few
weeks. Well, you should know, you cover Washington, D.C. for us. You're our Director of Governmental Affairs. You would grade him, you would grade the Trump administration overall on our issues. And also other issues that you mentioned. You talk about international security issues. You would grade him an A?
I would. Actually, okay. Tim, he's done stuff that no one has done. Even
why is that? Because he doesn't care?
Because he doesn't care. No, because he doesn't care
what people think about him.
No.
He's just going to do what he thinks right.
Yes, exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes. No, I think that's true. And ironically, I don't know if you saw this, but Mike Gerson, who was a graduate of Wheaton College, was a speechwriter for George W. Bush, did an article just in the last few days, maybe it was over the weekend, in Washington Post, and he wrote, it's time for panic and decision. It's time to get rid of President Trump, is what he said.
Who said this?
Michael Gerson, speechwriter, graduate of Wheaton, used to be speechwriter for Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Gerson urges Republicans to join Senator Bob Corker in publicly raising two questions. Is Trump psychologically and morally equipped to be president, and could his unfitness cause permanent damage to the country? And in the same article, Tim, at the end of the Washington Post, they give this embedded video on how to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president.
Day after day after day after
you know,
day
and if you talk to other Christians, look, we're watching what's going on in Washington, and we see that the president is doing repeatedly, whether it's on transgender rights, it's on contraceptive mandates in Obamacare, or whether it's the treatment of Christians overseas, whether it's the allowance of Christians to be part of the quota to be allowed to come into this country from Muslim, from Arab countries, and on and on I could go.
And he got Jeff Sessions. To
and
be his
Jeff
attorney
Sessions.
General. Jeff Sessions is the lead singer in the president's rock band.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
So the president's playing the guitar over there, but Jeff Sessions is the man.
Plus,
as far as I'm concerned,
he's just done. He's done so many fine things that we wouldn't say are, you know, the EPA regulations, the clean coal power plant, the Iran deal, things that are just so detrimental to the safety of the country, and he's taken steps to stop those. And I don't. So I don't understand what choir, what book. Brothers are reading out of.
You've got these people. We call them never Trumpers, and there's some of them are at seminaries, and they're high profile Christians, but they just can't stand President Trump. Never have, and never will support him whatsoever.
You know what's ironic, Tim, is
that's sad but true.
The Senate and the people like Mike, who are part of the Bush orbit. And the never Trumpers, they weren't so upset about the Iran deal, and they weren't so upset about
when President Obama was in.
They don't care about the out of control immigration that we just talked about, but they are now beside themselves because they are in danger of losing their power. You know, the president actually removed the subsidies from big medical companies, big insurance companies for Obamacare, and that's their buddies. Mm-hmm. This is the cozy deal they made. Obamacare will keep it because it provides millions of dollars of subsidies to big insurance companies. Well, so now they've got to get rid of him. He's got to go. He's crazy, you see, because they're in danger of losing their
trying,
power.
This is what they're trying to say about the president. Well, I've never seen a man, again, he's not perfect by any means, but I've never seen a man confront so much in so short a period of time.
We need to pray for him.
We got, what, two or three hurricanes. You got North Korea. You got
Iran.
You got the independent council, so-called independent council, looking into the so-called Russian connection here. The Democrats are after him every day. The liberal media is after him every day.
Republican
establishment's after him every day. My word.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I don't
just
know how he
that's
stands.
A lot to contend with. I don't know. Plus, you combine the fact that he never sleeps. I don't guess President Trump already sleeps in his suit because the guy has so much energy for a 71-year-old. But
that's
anyway, we need to continue, as the Bible says, pray for our leaders, including the president.
Absolutely.
Are we about out of time?
We're just about out of time. There it is. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah,
Mr.
let me give
Mr.
the
Tim?
Phone number here, folks. Please call. We're Christian-supported listener radio, folks. We have to have you. If you don't support us, we're not on the air with American Family Radio. It's as simple as that. So please call and make a gift and be as generous as you can. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Sandy?
All right, Tim, it's been a pleasure. And we'll be here for the next 3 days here in Tupelo. And you can call 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. And, of course, coming up next will be Dan Celia with financial issues, right?
Yeah, Dan Celia.
And tomorrow we'll be here with more news, of course. And Tim and I will be talking and updating, and it's kind of fun to have a conversation. So I hope you'll tune in tomorrow for Sandy Rios in the Morning on AFR Talk.